temperature is 6 and 60 degrees. We can't wait for the best 5 minutes of the day, so we're starting a minute early. 16 before 6, Jason Cairns. Good morning.
Good morning. That's a rarity.
Yeah. It's pretty much 5:45 or shortly thereafter, so.
Yeah, right. You're pretty timely on this stuff. Yeah.
Usually I'm kind of breathless as I give you a ring as it's running in from the studio where I got my early morning news done for the WOGO folks, so.
And we always hope that my phone works.
Yep.
Yep.
And it's been great. The landline's been a better connection, and we should have tried this earlier. But, you know, that's how progress works, right? I mean, you're always looking for... Does that work that way with your job?
You get into a routine that works well, but you're always looking, how do you make it better? How do you make things more efficient, better for the patients? You have to try and find that balance. And, I think that's where we try to progress, right?
Well, this is the subject I wanted to tackle with you today. I had posted this quote from Dan White from his book Love Over Fear, and we'd shared it on the air a couple of days ago. When you live in a culture war mode, there is always a battle to fight, a side to take, and people to fear. But he said when you live in God's kingdom, there's always a stranger to welcome, a neighbor to befriend, and an enemy to love. And we both like that, right?
Right, yeah.
And our friend Cody had shared it. And by the way, I got to thinking, instead of... A political slogan that's been out there for a while. How about make the kingdom first again? How do you like that?
I like that. Yeah. That's a good one. Yeah.
It would be called Meka.
Meka. Yeah. Yes.
All right. But, you know, and then in parentheses, if I may use that as a Facebook post, and then parentheses, you know, quote Jesus, you know, seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness. So anyhow, but here was a little bit of a conversation that developed on that, mostly the comments were like, amen, thanks. But this individual, I think the pastor said, but if you live in God's kingdom, there is a culture war to fight. He said, from Genesis 3 to Revelation 22, God's kingdom and kingdom of this world have been at war. Let's make sure we know the enemy and what we are fighting. So a friend of mine from Texas responded, though, and said, well, the difference here is the battle you describe is the battle within me. Randy in Texas says, sin and self are wanting to keep control of me, and Christ is shining his light and sanctifying me. Randy says, there's no battle between people, only within followers of Christ. What's your take?
Yeah, you know, I think that's exactly right. I mean, there's so much of this us versus them. If we can find enemies outside of us, we don't have to deal with what's inside, right? You know, and I think that so much of even the songs that we sing really use wartime language, you know, and I think Christ came to reconcile, right? You know, and I think that is, what are we doing to reconcile with ourselves, reconcile with other people, as opposed to looking for who our enemies are and seeking to destroy them. And I think that is, you know, Jesus has called us to an upside down kingdom. Huh. And it's so different than I think what the world calls us to.
Yeah. That references, I wonder if I can find the song from 5:13 Free in that regard about upside down kingdom, or if that's more of a Christmas song from them. But I hear you. And again, I've cited this, the book title itself speaks to you. And I interviewed Michael Horton back in the day, but it was called Beyond Culture Wars. Subtitled, Is America a Mission Field or a Battlefield? And I think that's the message there, you know.
Absolutely. Yeah, and I think there's definitely a misunderstanding of this battle language that people hear or read in the Bible. So
anyhow, there we go with that today. And we go to Acts 5. And we got a lot of, because you in your devotional commentary take on 33 through 40. So I don't know, read us the rest of 37 through 40.
Yeah, so that says, if I can find where we are. After him, at the time of the census, there was Judas of Galilee. He got people to follow him, but he was killed too, and all of his followers were scattered. So my advice is, leave these men alone, let them go. If they are planning and doing these things merely on their own, it will soon be overthrown. But if it is from God, you will not be able to overthrow them. You may even find yourselves fighting against God. The others accepted his advice. They called in the apostles and had them flogged. Then they ordered them to never speak in the name of Jesus and let them go.
All right, so that's unpacking a lot right there. I mean, we'll have to almost leave it and then get to Letters to the Beloved tomorrow, but give me a take on that.
Yeah, you know, I think the even here, what is this wartime, you know, this battle sort of language, you know, and but it's this idea that the Spirit is working. And I think, how are we paying attention to how the Spirit is working in a day-to-day basis?
You know, and as long as we talked about the battle stuff, let me just close off with that. And because somebody might go, I don't know, boy, is that really scripture? I mean, I would say, you know, it says that we wrestle not... Ephesians 6 is a classic, verses 10 through 18 is a classic battle passage, but it says we wrestle not against flesh and blood. That would say to me, we wrestle not against other humans, but against powers, principalities, spiritual forces of evil in heavenly places, right?
Amen. I think that's exactly right.
All right. Good stuff. Have a good day. The Whip Wake Up Show on a Win It Wednesday on WWIB. We had a winner yesterday, Tuesday Trivia. Congrats to Ruth and Tony getting that $50 gift certificate for the Woodshed in Augusta. And this morning we've got a Jason Gray CD on the line. Caleb and I, huge fans of Jason. He was here just about a year ago for our 50th anniversary get-together. We've got his Order, Disorder, Reorder. Caleb, it's got 18 songs on it.
This would be a great prize to win, and it starts off with giving us a call at 715-723-2555. And Wibbertle is the game. You said it's been since early April the last time we played this. So Win It Wednesday, bringing out Wibbertle.
That's right. Jenny in April got it last time we did this, so we have set this game aside. A lot of times we've had Tuesday trivia spill over, so we have selected a word. It's five letters. For those of you who are familiar with the regular Wordle game, five letters already played in advance this morning myself. But anyhow, you call, give us a letter, and if that letter is somewhere in the word, you get to stay with us and guess again. But there's one catch to this, Caleb.
Yes, and so here's the thing. If you get a wrong answer, you can call back and try again in terms of a letter. If you guess a wrong letter, you can call back, hang up, try again. But you only get one guess at the word itself, so use that guess at the word wisely, because if you do guess the word incorrectly, then you are out of the game. So that's the one caveat. 715-723-2555. 26 options on the board right now. Who will be the first to call? 715-723-2555 for this 18-track album from Jason Gray. Let's go here. Good morning, WWIB. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Paul from Willard.
Hey Paul. All right, 26 options.
I'll play a game.
Let's do it.
All right, let's go with N as in Nancy.
Is there an N in that word? How about five letters on the board?
Yeah, I'm sorry, Paul, no N.
All right, you can call us back if you want, Paul. 715-723-2555. So 25 options left.
We had to coach you a little bit. You know, guessing vowels is always good. There's only five of them, and obviously the word's going to have one or more of those, so...
715-723-2555, 723-2555, a chance to win that Jason Gray album playing Wibbertle. And again, we know it's early for some folks, and also we haven't played this game for a bit, but let's get back to it. 715-723-2555 on this Win It Wednesday on the Wib Wake Up Show. Good morning, WWIB. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Oliver from Eau Claire.
Hey, right, Oliver.
Oliver, what do you think? Guess a letter. 25 options left for that.
How about E?
E, is there an E? First vowel off the board.
That's a great guess, but that's not in there.
Thank you, Oliver. 715-723-2555, 723-2555. We've eliminated two letters, N and E.
Where are the ladies this morning? 723-2555. Heard from Paul, heard from Oliver. How about you? 723-2555. Get our first letter here.
Good morning, WWIB. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Good morning. This is Heather and Cadet. How about the letter A?
Is there an A in that word, Halvo?
There is. The fifth letter is a letter A.
All right. Fantastic job, Heather from Cadet. So you hold the floor here. You get to guess again. A is the final letter. What do you think?
Oh, how about an O?
Is there an O? Another vowel, Halvo?
Another vowel. That one is not in there.
No O. All right.
So now do you want to guess the word or try to call back?
I'll try calling back.
All right. All right, call back. Though I think we're running out of time here, so probably our last person here before we push this off 20 minutes. Good morning, WWIB. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Tony from Menominee.
All right, Tony. Let's get our next letter here. Make it easier for later in the hour. Maybe you can maybe run the table and solve it right here. What do you think?
I.
Is there an I, Halvo?
There is. It's the second letter.
All right. Maybe we'll see this done right here, right now. Blank I, blank, blank A. What do you think, Tony?
Z.
Is there a Z?
Okay.
There is a Z.
I wasn't sure what he... okay, so that there is, in fact, there is two Zs.
All right, what do you think?
Those are the third and fourth letters. So we've got I-Z-Z-A.
Tony?
I'm just going to... I think I know what it is, but I'm just going to throw a curveball out there and let somebody else go with it today.
Okay.
Let's go with an M.
Is there an M?
No.
There's not an M. All right.
So you're not going to guess the word?
You don't want to guess the word?
I'll give it a guess. How about pizza?
Is it pizza?
Yes.
There you go. Thinking pizza on a Wednesday morning. Yes, Tony, well done. You know what? It's the first time in a while probably that we've had Wibbertle solved right away.
Yeah,
so well
good.
Done.
Well, we're just on the heels of the Olympics now and busy sports time with, you know, the fall sports and the practices getting going. And so we've got some information on the most injury-prone sports in 2024.
You know what I was thinking about? My injury proneness the older I've gotten at 37 uh-huh. years old now is as Cooper and I were at that wonderful Titletown district yesterday in Green Bay, and he just was so excited to play in that football field that
yeah
they
yeah
there.
Yeah
and so I was standing at about the 50 and he's like, all right, I'm gonna run to the end zone, you throw it to me. It's like, buddy, daddy can't throw a football 50 yards anymore. Even and then after, you know, so I threw it about 40 yards or so uh-huh. to him, which I thought was a decent throw, but after I'm like, I'm going to feel this.
The how's your shoulder
and the
this morning?
And all that, they just don't work the same way as
yeah.
my daddy was 17. So
I have a hard time.
Injury-prone sports.
Believing that. Yeah, basketball and cycling continue to be the most injury-prone sports.
Really? Now, I mean, cycling I could see because uh-huh. those crashes look bad. Uh-huh. But I guess, yeah, joints and ankles and things like that. Football and soccer or football also remain high on the list for sports injuries. So both kinds of football, you also can get injured, I guess, if you play them a lot.
Yeah, the Consumer Product Safety Commission reporting that 1.8 million basketball-related injuries treated annually in hospitals, doctor's offices, and emergency rooms and clinics.
Now, bicyclists account for about 1.5 million injuries, and football is close behind.
Huh. Yeah, about 1.2 million, and soccer, about 600,000.
Pickleball,
uh-huh.
a rapidly growing sport, has also seen a rise in injuries with around 400,000 injuries reported annually. And what I take away from this is, you know what? Any sport has a risk for
yeah.
injury, right? But it is good for you to get out and compete and play. But just know you could be icing or using heat packs and things like that after playing a lot.
We got that big new pickleball court here in the Lake Halley area. And so get out there and play. But make sure you stretch beforehand. You want to guard against injury, huh?
Make sure you have the ibuprofen afterward, I guess.
The WIB Wake Up Show on WWIB and a Win It Wednesday. And good to have you back, Caleb. Well, some people love to clean and some people love to watch other people clean, it turns out.
This is a social media thing, of course. And I have to say, on you know how you have algorithms and things like that?
Uh-huh.
It seems like on my Facebook, a lot of the things are, you know, showing sports related or like, here's where you can find the best donuts in Las Vegas or Denver or whatever. Those are the things that shows me. But apparently, there are also cleaning videos out there.
Yeah. Apparently, someone who promotes a particular lifestyle, interest, or hobby is called an influencer. And this includes people who post videos of themselves cleaning and talking about cleaning products. They're called cleanfluencers.
All right. Seriously, one of them is someone named Micah Enriquez, who gained popularity on Instagram and TikTok under the handle of @MakeItWithMicah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, she shares content related to cleaning, organizing, and restocking, often featuring aesthetically pleasing setups like her viral salad bar drawer.
Here's the thing, isn't so much about social media like what we aspire to be. It's like, oh, I wish I dressed uh-huh. like that. I wish I went on vacation there, et cetera, et cetera. So it's kind of like, well, I wish my house was as clean as hers appears
right.
to be.
Yeah.
So there you go.
Yeah. But also this related story that asks a question to start with. Do you hate doing some chores so much that you'd fake an illness or worse to mess up so badly that you wouldn't be asked to do it again?
No.
Well, that sounds lazy and selfish, but some people do it.
Apparently, 28% of men and 21% of women, but 28% of men say they've put effort into getting out of doing chores. So they actually put work in to avoid doing the work.
To do the dishes or the vacuuming or the sweeping so bad that, like, just forget it. I won't ask you again.
Here are the most hated chores
yeah.
in order.
Yeah, they are washing dishes and cleaning the kitchen.
Doing laundry.
cleaning the bathroom,
vacuuming,
cooking meals,
and shopping for groceries.
All vital things that somebody's got to do.
Someone's got to do it. Let's pull the weight.
So I feel really good because I just did 20 minutes of cleaning. So now I think I'm going to relax for 6 months.
The Whip Wake Up Show.
All right, some helpful observations, some things to share. As you know, the summer winding down and people getting done with their vacations and just with work on your mind, we want you to remember that when you're at work, as comfortable as you may be, you're not in your living room. So don't do these following things while you're at the office.
Yes, for instance, and maybe this could be something that offends folks all over the place, but don't microwave fish in the office or the food you brought home from that Indian restaurant last night. And for that matter, don't leave the break room while popcorn's in the microwave because it could burn.
So they've got a break room. They've got a microwave. You can make food, but food that sends a certain, you know, fragrance wafting throughout the office that might be distinctive. Another thing that might be a good idea, don't go barefoot. Most feet aren't that pretty.
Things not to do at the office. Don't be the office downer. Work is hard to love sometimes, so please don't make it even harder by being one of those people who responds to, how you doing with tired, or if my car didn't stink, I'd be better. You know what? Try to look on the sunny side up, I guess.
Oh, wow. At my other job, somebody just asked me yesterday, how are you? I said, tired. So there we go.
There you go.
Don't conduct business in the bathroom.
Yes, things not to do at work. Don't give yourself a mani-pedi while you're at work. If you shouldn't go barefoot at work, you most certainly shouldn't be picking at your toes and fingernails unless you plan to break out the vacuum cleaner and vacuum everything within 20 feet of your desk.
Yeah, and I think tangential to that is you don't need to be clipping your fingernails or even, like, what are you doing? I'm cutting my toenails at your desk.
I distinctly remember, so we say don't do these things in the office. Distinctly remember somebody clipping their nails in church.
Okay.
Just like, do it at home.
Yeah, the perception is, you know, I'm just sitting here. And the last thing is don't steal food. Maybe you forgot your lunch or your snack and you go, hey, this has been in the fridge for a while. I think I'm just going to eat this.
Just don't. If you wouldn't do it at home.
Yeah.
And hopefully you're not stealing food at home either,
yeah.
too.
I mean,
it's yours. But you know what? If somebody marks it, it's like, hey, I was planning to finish that. So.
Yep.
Golden rule, right? Treat others how you want to be treated.